Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
So today I'm talking about water baptism. Everyone say water baptism. Now, I believe all of us here have already been baptized. Have you all been water baptized? Okay, good. Now, what is water baptism? A lot of people have misconceptions about what water baptism actually means and entails. And so in Matthew 28, verse 19, says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all the nations." Now, making a disciple out of somebody is turning them to Christ and making them Christ followers. A disciple is a follower of Christ. Generally, making a disciple, they get born again. They receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. See, a lot of people don't understand the order in which salvation and water baptism take place. And some people think if you don't get baptized, you can't go to heaven, which is not true. But he says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations." That is salvation. Right there. You make a disciple, you make someone turn to God. Jesus, they receive Jesus Christ. They now become a follower. Disciple means follower of. Someone being trained by. You're training them in the ways of Christ. Amen. Helping a believer learn to be a disciple of Christ in belief and in practice. That's what it means. That's what it comes out of the Strong's. Helping a believer learn to be a disciple of Christ in belief and practice. Amen. So when you say here, "Therefore go make disciples of all the nations," he's saying, get them in my name saved. We get saved through faith in Christ and the finished work of the cross. And then it goes on in the scripture to say, baptizing them. See, they first have to be born again before you baptize them. That's why some places think that they get baptized when they're 2 weeks old or 8 weeks old or whatever it is. That is not water baptism. You've got to be saved and then get baptized. Amen. Amen? And so he says, baptizing them now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, some people say Christ only. You baptize them in Jesus' name. Well, you know, people get hung up on the most ridiculous things sometimes, and they teach you have to be baptized only in Jesus' name. And just think about it. God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is one. They're one. Amen? And so you baptize them in Jesus, you're baptizing them in the Trinity. You baptize them in the name of the Father, that's a Trinity. Or the Holy Spirit, it's a Trinity. So don't get caught and hung up on things and areas where the devil wants you to just start thinking, you know, differently and his way of thinking. So you're not baptized because they only baptize you in the name of Jesus. Well, is Jesus God? Amen. So, but he says, yeah, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So today when we do water baptism up in Synergy, we're going to baptize them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. But if I just did one, it's the same difference. But he's saying, yeah, in those names. So I like to mention those names. Can you say amen? Amen? Now, he says, verse 20, teach these new born again believers or disciples to obey all the commandments I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always. Yes, and in these times, I want to know you're with me always. Look what he says, even to the end of the age. And a lot of people think the end of the world. The world isn't going to end. It's going to be renewed when Jesus brings a new Jerusalem down, but the world's not going to disappear. Because God's going to rule and reign from where? Jerusalem. Amen. And he says, I'll breathe you to the end of the age. It's the end of the church age as we know it. He's talking about. Amen. So people get caught up in so many things. Now the word baptism is from the Strong's Concordance, number 107. And it comes from the Greek word baptizo. A lot of you know this, baptizo. And it means to immerse. It means to immerse. Amen. Or to dip or sink. So in a biblical sense, it means to put a person under the water. It means to submerge, to sink, to dip them in. And then they come out. So you put them in the water and immediately you bring them out of the water. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, what does water baptism signify? What does it mean? What does water baptism do? Why am I getting baptized? If I'm saved and going to heaven, why do I have to get baptized? Have you ever thought that? I think all of you have thought that sometime or other. Amen. Well, according to the Bible, water baptism is symbolic. Everyone say symbolic. It's a symbolic act whereby the Christian, the born again, the disciple of Christ, right now, he identifies with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. That's what it is. It's symbolic of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. Can you say amen? Water baptism is a public profession of a person's repentance. Remember John the Baptist when they said, baptize us? He said, show the fruits of repentance first. You see? So, it's symbolic. It's a public profession of a person's repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Is there any other religion that you know of that tells you to get baptized? There's not. They have other rituals and things, but this is not merely a ritual. You got to understand it. And that's why you can't be a baby and get baptized. Because you're not, it's a symbolic of something. You're showing people I've now repented. A baby can't repent. They can't talk yet. Amen. So I grew up thinking I was baptized. I wasn't. That's more dedication. I was in the Catholic Church. They sprinkled water on my head. That's not baptism. It means to go under the water. Did Jesus go under the water? He went under the water. Yes. Amen. Fully submerged. Can you say amen? Amen? And so it's a way of giving an outward testimony to an inward work of God. Yes. That's what water baptism is. Amen. You're showing, I've now got an alliance and an allegiance, should I say, to Jesus Christ, and I'm going to live in obedience to Him and His Word. Amen. Water baptism, I've repented, I've received Christ. The old man went in, the new man came out. Amen. That's what happened with Jesus. He went into the earth, died, and remember, except the grain of wheat fall to the ground and die, it won't produce anything. Right. I am showing, I have died to the world. We did something with Benny Hinn. I don't even know if it was this week or the last time I was with him. He said something like, the word of God and worship of God, what it is, when you're praying and worshiping God, you're breathing the kingdom in. And then when you exhale, you're breathing me out. You're getting rid of you. You breathe God in, you get rid of flesh. You get rid of soulish thinking and all that kind of trash. Jesus Christ went into the ground, died. Remember, he was the seed. He was the seed. Oh, you know about the seed. Yeah. Went into Mary. Incorruptible seed. And that seed had to die in order for it to live. That's why when you put your offering on the altar, it's died out of your life. It's gone. I'm saying it's not mine. It's not mine. It's gone. But except the grain of wheat fall in the ground and die, it won't produce. You put it into the ground, and God reproduces it multifold. Amen. Amen. So Jesus came, he died, buried, and resurrected. That's what it's symbolic of, is I have died with Christ, Galatians 2:20, and I've been raised up from the dead. And I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places now. It's symbolic. Everyone say, it is symbolic. Amen. So that's according to the Bible. And there's no other way to go but according to the Bible. Can you say amen? Amen. Excuse me. And what it is really, it's saying the old ruler, Satan, is no longer ruler over my life. Amen. Jesus is now the ruler over my life. Amen. You see, so it's really very symbolic. And that's why the devil fights it so hard. Anytime you see there's a fight against something from the Bible, praying in tongues. There's a major fight. Denominations around the world. No. Carrying on, right? Why? Because the devil knows if he can cause you to doubt that it's the word of God and the truth, half the world that are born again Christians don't pray in tongues. More than half. And they think you're crazy for doing it. So wherever there's a fight in the Bible, healing, not for today. It died with the apostles. It died when Jesus. And there's a fight. There's always that attack against it. And people call you one of those crazy healing preachers and all that trash that you see, right? I mean, Benny Hinn got attacked like you've never seen on healing and things like that. Why? Because he doesn't want you to know the truth so that there's that you can't operate in it. Because everything you operate in has to operate by faith. And I can't have faith if I don't believe it. So it brings doubt and unbelief. And now there's a big fight because you don't know what to believe and there's confusion. Amen. That's why you breathe the word in and breathe your brain out. Amen. 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 All right. So by being raised up out of the water, we show that our new man is raised by the Holy Spirit and made alive by faith in Christ Jesus. This is what water baptism is. Amen. 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 And so, since our new ruler is the Lord Jesus, we commit to walk in righteousness, not by our old ways and fleshly habits, but by our new life in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, which indwells us. We are saying, I'm now living a new life in Christ, buried, resurrected, and I've ascended, because he said in Ephesians 2:6, you're seated together with Christ in the heavenly places. Symbolic of the death, burial, and resurrection. Galatians 2:20 even tells you, you were crucified with Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, the next question is this. Is baptism necessary for salvation? Because some people say, if you're not baptized, you can't get into heaven. Well, the Bible tells us that baptism is not necessary for salvation. However, there is a baptism that is necessary for salvation. It's not water baptism. That's the difference. A person must be spiritually baptized into Christ in order to be saved. Look at Galatians 3:26. For you are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus only. Faith in Christ Jesus only, not water baptism. You are all children of God. Becoming a child of God means I'm born again. Correct? He says, yeah, all who have been united with Christ. No, that's the next one. For you are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus only. That's salvation. It's a spiritual thing. Did you die physically? Jesus had to. We don't have to. So it's a spiritual thing, right? I believe, I proclaim, I receive salvation. It's a spiritual baptism in Christ.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Is Alzheimer's or dementia affecting your loved ones? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has a dedicated team of experts that actually treat these terrible diseases. They have over 50 tools to address root causes